Mama, you are the best. special music.
Yeah.
3:94. We're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself and sing it twice.
Yes, I threw up and refused to breathe at night. And I wasn't prepared. boy, and all the clothes and nursery supplies did not have to be returned. But then they took him away. He couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe. They wouldn't tell us anything for hours, and I refused to sleep. I had to know if he was okay. Then finally they said he was, but he really wasn't. There were tubes and wires, and he looked pitiful. And they wouldn't let me hold him. That was not the way it was supposed to be. And then my family had to leave us in the hospital so they could go move me. Susan stayed with me. She asked the questions I couldn't think of. She was always the second mother to me, and now she was the second grandma as well. And if one day Jimmy hadn't chipped in, Aiden would have to come home and sleep at the floor. And I really wasn't ready to leave my child behind in the hospital. I thought I had experienced a broken heart before, but I was definitely wrong. I felt like the worst mother. I was supposed to be the one taking care of him and feeding him, not these strangers. And we were supposed to come home together. It was the longest 16 days of my life. I was so ready for him to come home. But I wasn't ready to be a mom. I just wasn't prepared. And I fully appreciate my mother for loving me that much. All the years and years of Mother's Day, when I told her I appreciated her and all of her efforts, I wasn't telling the truth. I had no idea. I'd been blind my whole life and didn't even know it. I couldn't totally appreciate her because I didn't really understand. But now I do. I couldn't know how her heart ached with my sorrows. How her mind was always occupied with my welfare. How much she deeply desired for me to have everything the world could offer. And of course, how much poop she had to clean up until I was in her place. My sweet mom drives back and forth from Virginia to Raleigh just so I can see my son. She sleeps on the couch for days with an aching back that she's having physical therapy for so I can come home to my baby after a long work day. She balances her own needs with her never-ending responsibilities of Audrey, and she helps her mom, and she's preparing for a court case, thanks to my father. She's always exhausted and sad and drained and worrying about somebody else besides herself. She's done that her whole entire life, and there are no words to express just how incredibly thankful I am to have a mom that cares that much about my grandson and I, to make sure that no matter what else is going on that I still get to see and love my baby. She cries with me every time I leave them or they leave me. Her strength is amazing, and I have the perfect example to follow after, and prepare to be that strong for Aiden. And I've been blessed with having wonderful mothers in my life. My grandma, Mimi, Aiden's great grandma, my aunt, Kathy, and my cousin Lynn have shown me what it is to be a mother. Aiden has given me the wonderful gift of being a mother. He has given me unconditional love, and I plan on passing it down just as my mom.
Youngest mother.